Earlier today, President Bush made a surprise visit to Iraq. The president spent about 2 hours on an American military base in Baghdad. News of the trip was kept secret until the president's plane had left Iraq. He's now on his way back from the United States. Air Force Staff Sergeant Mary Davis joins us now from Baghdad. She was at the dinner with President Bush. She's with the Combined Joint Task Force 7. And Sergeant Davis, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thank you, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Tell us a little bit about your special Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, we had a few of our people go to have Thanksgiving dinner with Ambassador Bremer and General Sanchez, and they had a message from the president, and they said that they would. They thought that maybe someone who was a little senior in rank should give that message, and then out came President Bush. So he gave his own presidential message, and that was wonderful because that's exactly what we needed to hear.
Obviously, morale has been tested in recent days and weeks, the unremitting series of attacks and such. A visit like this on a day like this really means a lot.
It really does. He had some very powerful words for our soldiers. He said that America is behind us, and that they're proud of what we're doing out here in Iraq, and you know that they're very, I don't know, they're just they're, you know, the words that he said were just so powerful and so moving. It was just a wonderful moment for all of us.
As you go about your daily tasks there, do you think I don't know if you had, let me ask you another question instead. I assume you've had a chance to talk with some of your fellow soldiers since the event, and what particularly impressed you and them about the president's visit?
Well, the fact that he traveled halfway across the world, that in itself was just spectacular. We got to see him in person. We got to hear his words. We got to hear the thanks that the American people are bestowing on us. You know, they're very grateful, and hearing those words was, you know, it was touching. It was very moving for us.
Mm-hmm. Where do you go from here? What's your task tomorrow?
My task tomorrow is to carry on with what I do here. It never my work here just continues as it does for the rest of the soldiers out here.
We're just
trying to make it better for the people for Iraq.
We're having a little difficulty with your phone, but before we let you go, we did want to say that, you may hear a lot of arguments coming back from the states about the policies of the government and whether what they're doing is the right thing to do in terms of the government, but there is very little disagreement on what you guys are doing, and the president, in extending the thanks of the public to the men and women of the American Armed Forces, was certainly extending the thanks of the American public. Thank you so much for what you're doing, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Oh, thank you so much, and happy Thanksgiving to you. Take care.
Air Force Staff Sergeant Mary Davis joining us from Baghdad. She was at the dinner earlier today with President Bush. He flew secretly, first from Waco, Texas, then to Washington, D.C., where he boarded a different Air Force One that was loaded up with a couple of aides and reporters who accompanied him on a flight to Baghdad. He landed there. The plane's lights were all dimmed as it landed at Baghdad Airport, and he surprised, as you heard from Sergeant Davis, members of the 1st Armored Division and the 82nd Airborne as they sat down to Thanksgiving dinner there in Baghdad. The president's plane has since left Iraq. He's now on his way back to Crawford, Texas.